Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room Exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Like Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Join Zaftig, Pet Supplies Plus, and Kurgo to enjoy your favorite Zaftig beer and raise money for Canine Companions for Independence, a nonprofit organization that enhances the lives of people with disabilities by providing highly trained assistance dogs and ongoing support to ensure quality partnerships. On September 6th, $1 per pour will be donated to CCI to help in their fundraising efforts. There will also be raffle tickets for sale for some really great dog gear. For more information, check out Zaftig Brewing Company on Facebook. Join Elevator Brewing Company on Saturday, September 8th for the fourth release in their Gravity series. Doors open at 12 p.m. Gravity 4.0 is described as a Belgian-style triple, clocking in at 10% ABV. This will be available on tap and in a limited supply of 750 milliliter bottles. They will also be tapping a wild fermented version of the same beer on draft and their 2018 homebrew competition winning brew. For more information, check out Elevator Brewing Company on Facebook. Rick Arman of the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com is reporting that Two Bandits Brewing Company in Hicksville, Ohio is upgrading from its one-barrel system to a six-barrel system to keep up with demand at its brew pub. The brewery tells Rick that they hope to be brewing on the new system in March. For more details, including what beers they plan to put into cans, check out Rick's article on Ohio.com. Hey Yellow Springs Brewery fans, join them on September 8th at 11 a.m. as they re-release one of their favorite Northeast IPAs in four packs and draft. This 7.5% NEIPA pours hazy due to copious amounts of hops and a yeast strain that pushes the fruity esters to the maximum. Noodle Burner will be available in four packs for $10 each. And back by popular demand is the limited edition Noodle Burner Spiegelow glassware. For more information, check out Yellow Springs Brewery on Facebook. Hoofhearted fans, listen up. They will be releasing two new beers on Sunday, September 9th from 12 to 5 p.m. This is an open event and does not require a ticket. Everyone 21 over in line will be permitted to purchase 3 four-packs of each style of beer available. Limits are subject to change. Draft will be available to patrons, though growler fills will be limited to 1 64-ounce growler per person. They do not sell empty growlers on site, so you must bring your own empty, clean growler. The cans that will be available are Who'd Like to Hold My Clipboard, a milkshake double IPA with pineapple, Tahitian vanilla, and milk sugar for $18.99 a four-pack. Caesurup, a sour farmhouse ale with passion fruit and pineapple for $14.99 a four-pack. Zipper Ripper, a double IPA with Amish wildflower honey for $16.99 a four-pack. And Rollerblabe, a double IPA for $16.99 a four-pack. For more information, check out Hoofhearted Brewing Company on Facebook. Join Rheingeist for fun, games, and beer on Wednesday, September 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. A portion of sales from the evening will benefit the Play Library. For more information, check out Rheingeist on Facebook. It's fundraiser time at Working Class Brewery. They will be donating $1 for each pint sold from 6 p.m. until midnight on September 11th to the Heroes Run, a 5-mile run or 2-mile run/walk through the community, all to benefit a scholarship fund and the West Park Cleveland Police and Firefighters Memorial. Come in and help raise money for a great cause. For more information, check out Working Class Brewery on Facebook. Every Tuesday, Platform Beer Company likes to appreciate and support the many amazing nonprofit organizations in Cleveland. This week, they will be teaming up with Rebuilding Together Northeast Ohio to help raise money. $1 of every Platform beer sold on September 4th will go directly to their organization, which provides home repairs and modifications to low-income homeowners in Northeast Ohio. Repairs focus on safety, security, health, and accessibility within the home for those who are over the age of 60, have a disability, or are veterans. Check out their website at www.rebuildingtogetherneo.org or like them on Facebook to learn more. As part of Avon Lake's Bicentennial 200th celebration and upcoming Bicentennial Beer Festival, the Avon Lake Public Library is getting into the spirit by partnering with Railroad Brewing Company to bring you a program all about beer on Wednesday, September 12th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Learn everything from the history of beer, an overview of craft brewing, and get a tour of Railroad Brewing Company's brewery. Plus, there's a good chance of getting a sample or two of beer if you're over 21. This program is free, but registration is required at www.alpl.org. Grab some friends and fill your stein. Great Lakes Brewing Company is celebrating the return of Oktoberfest, one of their most celebrated brews, with a day-long bash at the brew pub. Enjoy live music, Bavarian-inspired food specials, and plenty of fresh Oktoberfest starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 8th. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Rob Tittle of Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News and I chatting with Brian Benchek and Jason Kalakrakis of the Bottle House Brewing Company at thetaproomexclusive.com/episodes. And tune in Tuesday for the premiere of my feature on the Hansa Brewery. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarbaugh telling you to please drink responsibly.